Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we're so thankful. You're so good to us. Oh, God, you've given us so much the more and more upon that. Lord, that exceeding abundantly. Oh, God, it's just increasing at an increasing rate. Lord, thank you. You've taken us into the hyper grace. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Lord. It's grace for grace. It's the more grace. And we thank the Lord. It's all grace and the grace of God that's with us. Now, Lord, you take us on today. Let us just enjoy your love and enjoy again your love to us. And Lord, what it is and the power of it, where it has seen before the foundation of the world that we would sit with you. Lord, thank you, God. Help us just to settle down in love with one another. Dwell as my readied wife till I come. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, and he is worthy to be praised. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles to John chapter 1. And by the grace of God, we got a kind of Christmas message, I believe the Lord's given us, but we're going to just have to be patient. We'll get there in just a minute. But so wonderful in the Word of God, many things, but there's a couple individuals that are perceived, to be Jesus himself, but they're not. And we have one here in John chapter 1, verse 19. Let's go ahead and read John chapter 1, verse 19. And it said, "And this is the record of John," and this is John the Baptist, "when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.'" So they're obviously thinking he's the Christ. He says, "I'm not the Christ." And then he goes on to say, "And they asked him, 'Well then, art thou Elias?' And he said, 'No, I'm not. Art thou that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' And then they said unto him, 'Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?' And here's what he said. He said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Esaias.'" Now, how beautiful that is, because we see here this John the Baptist, he truly is a vessel that's adding to the usefulness of the husband. And I love how he says, "I'm not him," but they sure perceived that he was him. Now, that's the first one. Now, let's go on over to Revelation chapter 19 and read about another one. And I pray to God this is reading about you and me right here. Amen. And this is the bride herself in Revelation 19. And the bride herself is revealing and showing to, now this isn't John the Baptist, but this is the Apostle John, the disciple, and he is showing John these things in heaven. And this is the thing in heaven that he's going to show him right now. And that begins in verse 17 of Revelation chapter 19. It says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen and clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." And this is John saying, and John say, he says, and this bridal one said unto me, "Right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he saith unto me, "These are the true sayings of God." And here's what John did. "And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, 'See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant,'" just like John the Baptist is saying, "I'm not he. I'm of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Now the reason both of these are mistaken for Jesus is because they have grown up to the full maturity of the Son of God that the Lord intended for them to be. Now, not babies, no, not teenagers, in Christ. They have grown to the measure, as the word of God says, and the stature and the fullness of God unto a perfect man, like him glory. Like him glory. That means exactly like him glory. Glory that Jesus says that he will share equally with his wife. Turn on over to Ephesians chapter 4. And let's read this in verse 13 of Ephesians chapter 4. And this is what we're all anticipating. This is what we're all abiding in. This is our occupying right now, saints. This is it. And this is what the Lord is working here in verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. See, it's growing up by the sleight of men, by cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is all about fully grown sons. This is all about fully grown sons. Now, the Greek word in the Bible that speaks of sons, or the word son that is fully grown, the word is huios. There are other words when the word son is found or children is found that speaks of a son, but a young son, an infant son, even a child baby. All right? But in this case we're speaking of today, we are talking of the fully grown sons of God. All right? Now, let's turn on over to Luke chapter 1. The Lord had my heart just dancing this week as God brought this to my attention, and only as the Holy Ghost can do for us, brothers and sisters. But in Luke chapter 1, in verse 30, this is again coming of up of the birth of our Savior. And the angel said unto Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. That word son right there is huios. Huios. Every single time Jesus is referred to as son or the Son of God, whether it's as a baby in the womb, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult, whether it's the Son of God in Revelation, it's one meaning, huios. Always the fully grown son. It didn't matter. And why not, brothers and sisters? He's very God of very God. Always the fullness of God in him. He was purposed fully from the beginning. It wasn't going to be any way. Jesus was going to be a full 33 years old before he would offer himself freely, gladly, joyfully, to die on the cross. Amen. Now, right there as well in Luke chapter 1, I want you to read verse 13 with me. There was another fellow that was born around this same time. We just read about him a minute ago. But it says in verse 13, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. That's John the Baptist. All right? And can you imagine that? That word son, huios. Fully grown. Now, you're going to give birth to this fully grown son. It's just a baby. Oh, no, no, no. And why? Because it was fully purposed from beginning. Fully purposed. Full maturity was going to come forth in that life, in that baby, and nothing but. Now, it couldn't be anything but that fully purposed in measure, in stature, in fullness, because the Word of God chose that. The Word of God chose him. Grace makes its choice. And we need to really understand that and thank God. Oh, thank God. There is a pattern with the Lord, brothers and sisters, that never changes. There's only one life. It's his son. And then with that full backing of grace, I'm talking about all grace, there's only one result. It's a fully mature son. Thanks be to God. And now, I want you to guess, where's the next time you find this entry of speaking of a fully mature son of God as we go through the Word of God? Well, I know some of you just already guessed it. We're going to Romans 8. Turn on over to Romans 8. This is the next time that we're going to see of this encouragement of a fully grown, huios son of God. And right here what we find is, yes, we find the bride again. Oh, yes, we do. And we'll just jump right to it because it's in verse 17 where this wife for the Lamb of God, also known as the fully mature sons of God, are brought forth. And in chapter 8, verse 17, it says, and if children, then heirs. Now we know that that word children, if you know your word, that is not a fully mature son. It is not the word huios. It is the word technon, which means a young child. So every child of God is an heir of God. We thank the Lord for that. And how rich every child of God is. Beyond any comprehension of the riches of that man knows upon this life and this earth, whether we speak of our trillionaires or whatever they have now, that's money that's going to burn. That's money that's not. That is what thief will get to, moth and rust will take care of. It is all for naught. This is forever. And that child of God is an heir of God. But thanks be to God for the great grace of God and the purpose of the Lord. And the fully purpose of the Lord is for us to grow up into him in all things. We just read that we would grow to the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ unto a perfect man, unto that fully grown Son of God. Amen? That's the purpose of the whole thing. Praise the Lord. I know we love our children. We love our babies, but we want them to grow up. That's why we supply them everything. That's why we get them clothes and feed them and get them schooling and all of these different things so that they grow up and can be this fully developed, purposeful man and woman of God. Amen? How much more so for our Heavenly Father? That's the whole point of it all, that we would grow up into him in all things. How did that happen? Speaking truth in love. Truth in love. It's so powerful, brothers and sisters, because the growth, the full mature one, grows up to be the wife for the Lamb of God. That's why it has to be truth in love. Listen to that. Not just truth and love. It's truth in love. The truth is in love with you. The truth has always been in love with you. The Word of God tells us that. Song of Solomon from Adam and Eve, 24 chapter, the 24th chapter of Genesis, the bride, hallelujah, for Isaac. It's all there. Every single story, Ruth, Esther, come on. God, quicken my heart to see this and believe this. It was all about fully growing up. Praise God. Now, we get to this point of verse 17 in Romans 8. This is where we find the purpose and the fully purposed of the fully mature sons of God. It says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God. And what that means next is, but moreover now. That's that little word and. But moreover now. Now. What we have now. Praise God. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We jump from an heir of the Father to a joint heir. That means as husband and wife with his Son. Praise the Lord. And moreover now, that's what we have. We have a better thing. We have an exceeding great and precious promise. Let the Holy Ghost put it all together for you. So where are you now? Are you here now? Or are you just here now? Huh? I want to be here now. In the Word now. The Word in me, alive, powerful, ready, alive. Lord, this is what it's all about. And praise the Lord, he's ready to pluck her out. He's ready to take her. Praise God. But it says, but moreover now, joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we might be glorified together with him. Yes, there is a caveat to that. You need to suffer with him. And you take all grace, you're going to suffer. And you know it. And you're going to suffer in a longing, and you're going to suffer with the joint sufferings of Jesus Christ on the cross. It's amazing, brothers and sisters, what he takes us into. It's that great love, and it's that love for his saints. It's not just the suffering that we have in our bodies and the suffering that we have in different events in our life. This is the suffering for the people of God. This is the joint suffering with Jesus Christ as he entered that cross. Praise God that he defeated it. Sin and death was done. Hallelujah. And he rose again. The very power of his might, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He can pick me up. My God of mercy, praise the Lord, he meets me when I make my bed in hell. That's the God, hallelujah, that quickens my heart. That's the God that raises me up. That's the God that feeds me when I don't deserve any food. But he says, we got to go. We got things to see, honey. You can't just sit there and wander and milly in that. We got to go. Don't think about them sufferings. Don't be like that Shulamite as she looked at her sufferings and she missed the coming of the Lord. Lord, I want to be ready. All of these things in life, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now let's read on. As it says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together, exalted to the same glory. Look it up. Oh, it couldn't say that. It can't say anything but that. If he's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, he gave you everything. He gave you everything. He is having us enter into everything with him. That was Esther standing before King Ahasuerus. She was going to ask him for something that was wonderful, something that was good, something that was pleasing. He wasn't even there. He said, just ask, it's yours. Everything of mine is yours. Why do you have a story like that in the Word of God? This isn't fairy tale stuff. This is the Word of God. They were speaking mysteries. That's been hidden. They wrote those things for us. Praise God. We've got those Holy Ghost eyes that we can see into those things. That's what's called the enlightened eyes of understanding. If you're not seeing it, you need the Holy Ghost. And if you have the Holy Ghost and you're kind of leveling out, you need more love. You need more joy. Here we go. You ready to go to verse 18? For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. Not even worthy to be uttered. Not even worthy to be spoken. And compared to what? With the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's so incredible. Not just the glory I'm going to see, not the glory, praise God, that is going to be heaven and all that. No, the very glory of God that will be revealed in us shall be, will be, guaranteed be, because it's fully purposed. There's nothing else this one can be. There's nothing but the huios sons of God that feed upon this can be. It will manifest exactly as the Word of God said. Exactly. He cannot lie. His word is true. His promises, sis, are yea and amen. And here we go. For the earnest expectation of creation, everything that's ever been made, formed, anything that will ever be, waiteth for the manifestation of the huios, mature sons of God. There we are. It's glorious. It's incredible. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Lord, I thank God, do we truly live? Call those things which be not as though they were. Really, honey, you got to get there by the grace of God. Have him take you there. Say, Lord, I got to be right there, calling these things which be not as though they were. The be not is everything about this life. The be not is everything about me. But as they were is everything that he's promised me. Everything that he's told me, praise God, by his grace, I will be for him. I will be his glory, praise God. That's incredible. We've been thanking God with the thankfulness of praise and thanksgiving that only the bride has for the Lamb of God. Now, the mature sons, the huios sons of God, why? The same way, purposed from the beginning. Oh, let's let the word of God tell us that. So we'll stay in chapter 8 and we'll just turn the page to verse 29. Actually, let's back up to verse 28. This is why we know. And aren't you thankful, brother, that Jesus tells you, you know? You can't argue with Jesus. You're going to argue with him? Do you believe the word of God? Is the word of God true? Well, then you know this. Let him speak to you. You know this. That's who you are. You're hearing this. That's who you are. I believe the word. I don't believe my mind. I believe the word. I'm not going to believe what natural man speaks. I'm not going to believe in our feelings. I'm going to believe in the word of God. And he tells me, and boy, I'll tell you, I'm quickened when he tells me I know something. Because in this life, I'll tell you, naturally speaking, I know a few things, but I sure don't know a lot. I wish I knew more. I wish I had a lot more ability. I look at these talented ones and different things, and I'm not trying to be one thing or another. But I know this. I know this. And you know why I know this? Because the Bible tells me so that I know this. That's why I'm excited. That's why I'm thankful. I know it wasn't me. I know he did it. What did he do? Here's what he did. Oh, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called. The called, according to his purpose. That's what we've been talking about. John couldn't be anything else. It was the very purpose of God. It's the word of God. And thanks be to God, we have our precious Savior who is the word. And it became and was made flesh and dwelt among us. But thanks be to God, he lived the purpose of the word of God for us, showing us how powerful it is. Showing us the life that now lives in you. Praise be to God. I've purposed it because you know this. He's told you. I've purposed it for one life, the mature Son of God. Stay with it now. Here we go. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them. And we're the them who are called according to his purpose, for whom... He just continues with this. He did foreknow. That's them. Hallelujah. That are called according to his purpose. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the same image of his son. And what did I tell you? Every single time when you see a reference to the Son of God, the Lamb of God, what image are we conformed to? The huios, mature Son of God. And why? Because we're the called. Why was it John the Baptist that was going to be there? Why was he fully mature when the Lord was speaking of him? Because he was of the called. It was the full purpose of God. Oh, honeys. This is you. And you don't... He'll hold you in this. That's why you're here. That's why you're not somewhere else. And God forbid I go somewhere else. I guess that wasn't me. But I don't think about that. And I'm not talking about a place. I'm talking about, are you here now? This now. This now. So it's so beautiful because he says that we would be that also for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed the same to the image of his huios son, that he might be the firstborn among many. Now, the huios son of God, that fully mature life. And now, that's why you can read verse 30 and understand it. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What do you think? And it's all back there to who are the called according to his purpose. Now, brothers and sisters, do you think you mean something to God? I mean, really, do you think you mean something to him? And yes, we do. Same life, the only life, his son's life, and not just his son's life, his ruling and reigning, glorified together life that is the treasure of your heart. That life, praise God, is assured then that it's the life of the huios mature Son of God. Amen. You just breathe. Soak it in. The lily does not toil. All that time, striving. And yet his word had already done it. Do you think you enter into the rest of God? To really believe him and his word? Do you see yourself here? Do you read of you in this word? Just like you read of your brother John the Baptist. Or your brother Apostle John. Or my brother Isaac or Jacob. I see that God called them. Just like he called my father Abraham. My brother Abraham. He called him out of that idol shop. And it wasn't going to be anything else. You're my full overcomer. He called us, praise be to God, to these sons. And I thank the Lord that, Lord, this immensity of truth that you have graced us to hear, graced us to know, and all these years truly of being so privileged to feed upon it. Now I believe it. My ears have heard, but now my eyes see. And I think about how the Word of God says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Oh, what a son has been given to us. Amen. A mature son, huios glory, to come live in me. Amen. That huios son, Christ in me. Amen. The hope of glory. Amen. You believe it? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again. And Lord, just get a hold of us. In Jesus' name, Lord, continue to just draw us on in that love. Lord, just to go out into the deep, Lord God, not just to play around on the shore or the word to the thigh. God, let me disappear in it. Lord, thank you. Help us, Lord. We need your help, and you are the God that does. You lift us out. You take us on. You pluck our feet from the neck. Lord God, you're the one that keeps us from falling. Lord, I thank you that we stand on the rock that's higher than us. And Lord, thank you, this word, it truly is establishing us as pillars in the house of the Lord. And Lord, we look to you, Jesus, as you've promised, and we do. We want to go by the way in the air. Oh, I thank the Lord. Lord, let us live every day. Could you come today? Could you come today? Could you come today? Oh, and Father, if you would send him to us today, our beloved Father, thank you, God, that your grace and your word is not returned void unto you today. Lord, you said that you've sent it, oh, to that thing, and you will accomplish it. And Lord, what you're accomplishing here, Lord, let us just glory and give you thanks. Lord, take your love and let it just shed abroad in our hearts for one another. Lord, let us be a thankful bunch, a joyful bunch. Oh, God, singing praises to our lover. Jesus, thank you again. Oh, as you said even about your disciples, as we look around here today, oh, thank you, Father, what you have given me. I thank you that I love my brethren. I thank you that my brethren love me. And I give you all the praise with my brethren and all the honor and all the glory. And we're going to give it to you soon. In Jesus' name, amen.